Hello and welcome everyone to your dose of Josh. How's the Josh? Well, the guest for today is a great, grand and gorgeous YouTuber. We all know rickshaw helps Mumbaikers to travel efficiently and hence their heart of Mumbai. Similarly, her content drives everyone crazy and she's the heart of YouTube. I know, it all seems exciting. So without any further delay, let's deep dive into this conversation with Anisha Dixit. Welcome, Anisha.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for plugging into our podcast. That means a lot to us.
Of course, and, yeah. I'm super excited to be here.
And before we proceed, the first question, how's Anisha?
Excited, sir.
Oh, wow. That was indeed a rapid reply. Okay. Moving on with this excitement, Anisha, first of all, we want to congratulate you for 1.9 million subscribers. This is a great number.
Thank you so much. I'm actually very close to 2, so fingers crossed it will happen soon.
Yeah. Soon you're touching 2 million.
Yes, 2 million. I didn't even know it's going to happen so soon. It's just like a rapidly like taking off. But thank you so much for your wishes.
Yeah, sure. So the first question to you is, like, how did YouTube happen to you? Was it like pre-planned or it just happened all of a sudden? So what was your way to YouTube?
For me, it was an accident. And when I say accident, it actually happened on the road. I was actually traveling to meet a friend. And then I just took a few selfies and pictures. And then I thought, hey, let's do something with this. And hence, I call it an accident, a good accident.
So, like, in that way, something YouTube started with yours?
Yes. So, basically, I put up my first video because I took a selfie in a rickshaw. And then thought of, hey, rickshaw wali. There's so many rickshaw walas, but there's no rickshaw wali. So, let me experiment with that. And that is actually how it happened. And I put up my first video on YouTube, not knowing what I will be doing. But that's really how it started. I had no plan, nothing what I would be doing. So it was quite random at that point.
Yeah, but actually, to be very honest, this rickshaw wali is driving everyone crazy with a very beautiful content. So that's really a compliment on your part.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot. Thank you. It's been a long journey.
Definitely. Like, Anisha, there's one more thing. Like, we today stay in 21st century where social media plays a very important role in everyone's life. And to be, you are a YouTuber, you're always there on social media, may it be YouTube, may it be Twitter, may it be Instagram. So how do you handle the social media pressure?
Well, to be honest, it is quite a task. I mean, I think every day also since more and more people come in and more amazing creators are there and everybody posts, right? And you're like, oh my God, I haven't posted today. I need to post something, you know? So, of course, that definitely comes in. But I personally feel one needs to balance it out. It shouldn't be like, you know, like you can easily get caught in the pressure of, you know, social media. But I think if you plan it properly, if you know that, hey, like you post only once a day here at this time, and then on other platforms, you have also your specific times. I mean, of course, the Instagram stories or places, of course, it's not planned all the time. But I personally feel you should just do as much social media as you feel. Because social media does end up eating you up sometimes and it gives you a lot of pressure. But I think balancing and planning helps you and staying focused and happy and eating a lot of chocolate helps you.
Well, to be very honest, Anisha, even if you said that eating a lot of chocolate, but there is some secret mantra of you being so much like, you know, into discipline and maintaining your fit figure and like, you know, like, there's so much into, like, you know, content driven. Like, you know, you also create a content, stay fit, and doing so much of good vibes around the media. So there must have been a lot more challenges into this field. So what do you think is the most challenging part of being a YouTuber?
I think it changes with time. Being a YouTuber now, of course, at this stage, the challenges are different than the challenges that were there when I started out or when anybody starts out. But I personally see the number one thing is to be consistent, to be dedicated and to push yourself. Whoever I meet and tells me, whoever wants to be a YouTuber, they always say like, how do you do this? I feel there's a lot of critique that will come and there will be a lot of failure and times where you just don't want to do anything. It's like you're just giving up because you just don't see the results. But my challenge and my request to everybody is that guys, we just need to push through it, because this is the time where this will happen and it will, you overcome it. Because eventually your hard work and your, you know, your passion to do this will be, like, you will get something out of it at the end of the day. So I think the biggest challenge is to just continue and not stop. Not stop you, yeah.
So giving up is not an option. To work hard and to be determined is the key to success.
Correct. You should not be thinking that if you put up a video now, it will get a million views. It doesn't work like that. I mean, of course, once in a while, if you're a viral star, it might happen, right? But I think it's more of the just keep on doing it and creating content. And content you really like. And that will also not kill your inner creativity. And hence, you shall succeed.
Yeah, true. I mean, this was a very noteworthy point that you made into this podcast. Moving on, there's like, what is the favorite part of you being a YouTuber? I know like fans really charm you and make you happy with so much of love. And that's definitely a part of it. But apart from that, what is the favorite part that you find that, oh, this part is something that I really cherish about YouTube?
I think the number one thing which I realized very quickly is that you can create your own content and that there's literally nobody stopping you to do anything. So of course, fans are amazing. Of course, my fans, I love them to death. And that is of course the best part. But then I think apart from that is that you're your own boss. You can make, you literally can just take your phone and just do whatever you want, right? There's nobody to tell me what I should be doing. So I think that is the best thing about YouTube. You can be as creative as you want.
Okay, so like being creative, like, you know, you are the own boss of yourself. So nobody is going to drive you like, you know, Anisha, you have to make content in this way, this specific manner. You know the flow of your journey. You know the flow of your channel. And it's all yours. Like, you're the boss lady for it.
See, it's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time. The good thing is, as I was mentioning, that you can create whatever you want, right? But the bad thing is that you are your own boss. So if you don't create or if you don't drive the channel, nothing will happen, right? So it's both, it's a good and a bad thing. So being your own boss is not for everybody. As a matter of fact, I was not into this. Like, I was just creating videos for fun. Like, oh my God, let's make some fun videos. But then you're like, okay, now it's on me, right? So as much as you love creating videos at the beginning, right, after a while, when it becomes a bigger channel, you're like, okay, now I need to put up a video again. And we all know that you're all not always in the mood for doing that. But I think with time, you also learn that. So I personally feel it is a good thing and a bad thing. But YouTube, if you are up for the journey, you should just dive into it and not stop.
Okay. So Anisha, could you please elaborate on the journey of the YouTube? There must have been like lots of ups and downs. So how did you tackle with your downs? Because that's the main part of any business that we talk about.
So yes, as you mentioned, every person in life has ups and downs. So even in my journey, right in the beginning when I started, it wasn't as rosy as people always think it is today, right? When you have your followers. But there were many times where I just wanted to give up the channel and, you know, people were just not being discovered. People, you know, it was just not growing, right? And if you put so much effort in, you as a creator always like, why is nobody watching it, right? Or, you know, there was a lot of negative comments. In the beginning, there were tons of negative comments because people were not understanding what I was trying to do, right? So there were times I was trying to just give up, literally give up and say, I'm not going to do it. But I think, again, in those moments where you feel there's nothing on your side and you've lost everything, there's no hope, I think the number one thing is to, and I know it sounds very cheesy, but I think it is really what helps me, is to trust in myself and believe in myself and to say, no, I will still continue to do that. I will push myself. I know there is something bigger out there. And it is really you at that moment who needs to just, you know, put your mindset, that whole negative mind aside and just see the future, right? You think that, no, I believe, like, you know, I actually felt that this must be something, right? Like, because back then there was nobody on my side as well, right? Neither family or anybody, right? So in those moments, it's actually you who can drive that negative thought away and push. So I think whoever's listening to this, and even that moment, I feel if you feel strongly about it, you can get out of any hopeless situation or, you know, when you are sad or want to give up. I think it's you, trust in yourself. That's what helps me a lot. Like, I overcame my challenge with that.
Okay, so were the people a little bit harsher in the initial side, you feel?
I'm sorry?
Like, were the people a bit more harsher and a bit more rude, like, you know, in the initial part, and they were judging you harder? Do you feel like that?
Yeah, oh my God, a lot. By the way, obviously the construction is not becoming worse, right, for you?
No, it's not becoming worse at all. It's like very proper podcast.
Because I can hear this a lot. All right, so, of course, as you all know, my channel name is Rikshawali, right? So, today it's something else, but back then when I started with it, there were many people who were against, my channel name, because they were feeling the Rikshawali is a down market theme, how can you name a channel Rikshawali? But for me, it was always a very quirky, you know, quirky thing, and I just love rickshaws, right? So that for me, what I believe was that I loved it, but for others, for families, for a lot of people, were like, it's not understanding, A, that it's called Rikshawali, and B, what I'm doing on YouTube, right? Because back then, there was hardly anybody on YouTube in India, so like, explaining to families, explaining your parents, and there was absolutely no support besides my parents who believed in me. But I think, again, as I mentioned before, the most important thing is in anything. You got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself and know this is going to become something better, right? You follow it. And I feel just it's such a learning experience for anybody who goes through something but others don't believe in, right? Because I feel it needs to push yourself to do even more and not stop yourself. Many people stop themselves and say, oh no, what, char log ta kehenge, are ye kya hoga, wo kya hoga, you know. So,
exactly.
I think that's the moment you should just like, know, I really feel, and again, I'm not saying now you should, you know, if you have some random stuff, I mean, technically Rikshawali was a random thing, right? Like back in the days,
exactly,
nobody,
yeah.
Even I didn't know what I was doing, right? But I think if you know, if you believe, you just go, even like do it. Even though others don't believe in it, you just do it.
Like having a belief in yourself is something that is the secret mantra to success, I can say from your side.
Yeah, I mean, see, again, I don't want to sound cheesy, you know, because of course everybody says, oh, believe in yourself, right? But it's actually that.
It means a lot, actually.
Because at the end of the day, we as YouTubers, we are today where we are because we believed in ourselves, right?
Exactly, and that words actually mean a lot. When you say that word, like, believe in yourself, it has got internally a very deep meaning that you need to believe, you need to trust the process and what you're doing.
Correct. And it's the process, right? Because I know when I started out back then, even I had doubts. Even I didn't understand that, oh no, I don't know, what if, you know, what if I fail, you know, what if this doesn't work out, you know, I mean, all those thoughts also come in, right? But I think with time, you, that word believe in yourself just becomes more, more like, you understand it better and you use it to your benefit to like, no, just believe in yourself. That's the only thing I could say to that.
Exactly. Like, see, when it comes to YouTuber, it's more about the content. And today, we want to also focus on one more point. Like, is there a gender discrimination that you find on YouTube? Like, you know, the men are given, like, more number of views, or they are more subscribers, or women are given a more... Is there something, a gender inequality that you perceive on YouTube?
I mean, to be honest, we do know that there is, sadly, and I mean, I wouldn't say it's a harassment or like, but I personally see there is inequality in terms of we have lesser women on YouTube in general, in terms of viewers and in terms of creators. There are a handful of female creators and there are also very few women on the internet compared to guys, right? So naturally, there will be more guys watching guys than guys watching girls. I mean, there will be guys watching girls for other reasons also. But I definitely feel what we need is just more women on the internet in India especially. And actually, that's a very interesting thing you're asking me, because I'm very actively involved in figuring out how to get more women online. Because you know, in India, mostly it's the men, the husbands, the boyfriends.
Yeah, the patriarchal system that we have, the male dominating society.
Yeah, so most of them are actually on the internet or have a phone, you know, like hardly women get to get a phone. And even like, I can tell you from my experience, like on my comment section, whenever I release a video, there are like tons of people who reply, and like some Harshvardhan Kapoor, or I don't know, some like, you know, very typical Indian male name. But it'll like comment like, oh my God, I'm about to use your first video, I'm so excited, love punch, emoji, kiss emoji. And I'm like, that is so weird. Why would a, like, why would somebody like that write something like that? And then you realize that this girl is actually the daughter of the guy, like the father. She's using the father's account to comment on my video. Because okay. She doesn't have her own account, you know, so she doesn't have her own Gmail account. So we have women, but just they don't have as much access to it than the guys do. I don't know if it's too technical of what I was telling you. But
no, it was perfectly right. It was perfectly right. I think you just hit the right point and you just spoke, like, you know, well about the point that we wanted about, wanted to talk about.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, Anisha, like, you know, today, even you have done your Joe's Talks, even you have been there with Dabu Ratnani, and you have been there at a lot more platforms. So, how do you feel about your work? Like, do you feel that there's too much of work? I don't want to do so much of work. Or are you grateful towards your work? And, like, you know, like, yes, I really want to go to it.
I am extremely grateful. Oh, my God. No way. I mean, there is no doubt about that how happy and grateful I am where I am today because... A, without my fans, my Rixas, I call them, none of them, I wouldn't be today, like, be able to create this content and, like, you know, be on this stage, which is, like, just so amazing, and I still sometimes don't believe it, right? But, of course, with that comes, with greatness comes responsibility, right?
Right?
So, there is a lot of work. I mean, the thing is, you know, you think that when you become, have a bigger channel, have more subscribers, it is easier. But as a matter of fact, it's of course a lot more work and a lot more things that suddenly happen to you. But again, grateful, really awesome that I can live this life. But you have to, of course, take responsibility and figure out how do you now make these videos? How do you come up with content? You know,
exactly.
How do you maybe do other things
will,
other than
today, a video that you upload will be watched by 1.9 million people. So you're really going to be serving a lot of people, like, you know, a large stretch of people at one time. So you must be feeling like there is some pressure on you, like, you know, when you're serving like 1,000 people and 1.9 million people. Like, you know, so is there a difference that your mentality has as of now?
I mean, I think number one, yes, there is. Because every time I hit the publish button on my video, I still am quite nervous.
Okay.
Because for me, the first hour
yeah,
of
so it's
every
like an,
video...
being an actor, like, you know, every Friday of film is coming and once you hit that Friday, every actor is nervous because how the movie is going to go. So in your case, is it the thing, like, you know, so how the video is going to go before I hit the publish button?
Correct, yes, it will. Because at the end of the day, that's the point, right? What if you, you know, come up with this amazing idea, work so hard for it, and then you publish and then people hate it? You know, you don't know. I mean, most of the time, touchwood, most of my followers, Rixas, do really like my videos and there is my consistent fan base, right? But there is one or two videos here and there where you still don't know. I mean, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I released a rap video after a very long time. So
yeah.
I wasn't sure how that will do, right? But thankfully, it did well. But again, you have to just become really careful in the things you say, right? Because sometimes there have been comments about, like, the most weirdest things, the things I didn't pay attention to. You know, and there's constantly somebody commenting something about you
exactly.
Didn't say right, didn't do right. So there is nervousness with 1.9 million and it will only increase more and I'll get more and more anxiety.
Definitely, definitely. Like, the future is really bright. You're going to touch like 2 million and the journey is going to be really huge and like 3, 4 and the number goes on.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your wishes. Inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah. Definitely. Now, Anisha, we have been speaking so much about serious topics and everything. So now is the time for a surprise and a Josh fire. So are you ready for this happy segment?
Okay, sure. Let's do this.
Yeah. So you have to be very fast and honest and truthful about all your answers.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I will. It's just one word you want or like a line or what do you want?
I think it depends upon the question because some questions really need one answer. Some questions really need a couple of sentence answers.
Okay, see, yeah, tell me. Let's
okay, try. So let's start with the Josh fire. The first question.
Okay.
One thing you're thinking at moment.
How will I complete something? I have to do something for FanFest. So how will I complete that today?
Okay. It's wonderful. Next question. Three weird things about your lifestyle.
About my lifestyle?
Yeah.
Weird things, I'm always on social media.
Okay.
Which I think is quite annoying to many people. Other weird thing is I'm constantly taking selfies in random locations, which is very weird. And the third thing is, I think just what is weird? Yeah, I don't know, coming up with content, constantly thinking about weird ideas. So I think that's weird.
But basically the third thing is like really superb about you, because those crazy ideas you come up with and the people give you so much of more love.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
Like, I'm saying that the third idea that you spoke about, the third weird thing that you spoke about, like you come up with some weird ideas. But I think that's the reason like people give you so much of love, and there's so much of crazy content that you make that people really cherish to watch you.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've been trying. So really hope it continues to go that way.
Yeah. So moving on to the third question. Choose any one movie of your choice you wish to be cast in, and also tell the name of the character you want to play.
Hollywood or Bollywood or either?
Any. Your choice.
Any movie. What have I seen? I've seen a very bad movie lately. Sagood mentioned that name. So I think if it's a Hollywood movie, I've been a huge fan of Pirates of the Caribbean. So yeah. I would love to be, of course, Captain Jack Sparrow. That is my favorite character. I like all these weird characters. And love Tim Burton as well as a director. So yeah, that's kind of, I think, the movie and the character.
If you're talking about Bollywood, then which movie would you choose?
Bollywood. Let me think. Which movie have I seen? Lately, I haven't watched many lately. Can tell me any latest movies?
Uri or any Dhadak or Kesari?
Kesari, I haven't seen it. I really want to see Kesari. I haven't had a chance to see it.
Okay. Have you seen Badrinath Ki Dulaniya?
Badrinath Ki Dulaniya, no. I really watch a lot of very few Bollywood movies. So I'm really bad at naming those, but. Wait, what was that movie I really liked? Can I mention a show?
Yeah, you can go ahead with the show. Yeah.
Okay, I really, really like, what's her name? Shefali Shah in Delhi Crime. I think she's doing a fab job. So would love to play that. She did really well. I don't know if you've seen that show.
Yeah, I think we'll get back to that. I think I've not watched that show, but since you told that the Delhi Crime is really a very beautiful one, we have to go through it. So this is a recommendation from Anisha.
Please do. It's a really great show. It's a sad show in a way, but really, really well made.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Pick one of your choice to team up with you to be a dance partner.
So I should pick somebody to be a dance partner with me?
Yeah.
And anybody known or just random or?
I think a YouTuber will do. Because, you know, you're already dead in the YouTube industry. Let's pick up any YouTuber to be your dance partner.
But does it have to be an actual dancer YouTuber or just any YouTuber?
Any YouTuber.
Any YouTuber. I mean, right now, because you said dance, I'm thinking of Melvin Lewis.
Okay, he's a dancer. Next one. Gym partner.
What partner? Gym partner.
Yeah.
I would say Ranveer Beer Bicep.
Okay, that is a good, great choice. Next, lunch partner.
Lunch partner. Does it only have to be guys or can be also girls?
It can be anyone. It can be a girl, it can be a boy.
Does it have to be Indian or anywhere?
Anywhere.
Laisa Koshi.
Okay, travel partner.
Travel partner. I've traveled with Mumbai ka Nikhil before, so I'll say Mumbai ka Nikhil.
Okay, that is really a very good option because Nikhil is really traveling way long everywhere.
That's why. But he travels a lot, so I don't know if I can even keep up with that.
Yeah, it's fine. Nikhil, we'll lock in Nikhil. Anyway, moving on towards the next question. This question is really going to be very quirky and you have to pay attention to this question.
Okay.
Ranked in terms of excellency of work, Sejal, Komal, Prajakta, Sherry, Roshni.
Sorry, what was the question again?
Rank in terms of excellency of work, Sejal, Komal, Prajakta, Sherry, Roshni.
So there's Sejal, Komal, Prajakta,
Sherry, Roshni. Sherry and Roshni.
Roshni. This is actually, I would say everybody's on number one because everybody creates. See, this is the thing, right? I cannot give you a ranking. I would never do that because I feel everybody creates it so individually. So beautifully, so I wouldn't like to comment and like give them rankings. Everybody's on one. Can we do that? Everybody's on one.
Okay, come on. You're a very kind-hearted soul. So let's put everybody on number one.
Yes, so I think YouTubers, that's the beauty of us, right? Because we all have our own way of showing something.
Exactly.
So I think everybody deserves one.
So there's a next question in a similar way. Rank in terms of beauty, Sejal, Komal, Prajakta, Sherry, Roshni. Come on, you have to do this.
I will do the exact same thing. I think everybody is as beautiful as they can be. So I, for me, everybody is on
five. You have to create them five. So for that, you have to do the ranking, at least in terms of beauty.
So what do you mean in terms of beauty? Because of their beauty or the beauty creation or what?
No, their beauty. Like, you know, Sejal, Komal, Prajakta, Sherry, Roshni. The most beautiful one goes in the top order.
I would not want to do that. I'm being honest. I really don't. I think everybody is beautiful. I don't see, because I don't like that. That's exactly what my channel is, right? In all my channels, I feel everybody is beautiful. There's not like a ranking and you're more beautiful than the other. Everybody is beautiful in their own way. So
okay.
I would, that's just not my style.
Okay, that works. Anyways, like, I would say that you're really a very generous person and a kind-hearted, that everybody is on number one for beauty and everybody is on number one for the content creation.
Sorry, can you just repeat that? We got cut off.
Yeah. I'm saying that everybody is on number one for content creation and for the terms of beauty.
Yes, everybody is. Everybody is their own master of beauty and content creation.
Okay. Next question. One stereotype about YouTube that is true.
One stereotype about YouTube. Huh, interesting. I think the number one stereotype is definitely that we are a lot on social media. I guess that's, I mean, that is a stereotype. And we do take a lot of pictures. That's also a very big stereotype. I don't know if that answers your question though.
Yeah, it does answer.
Oh, cool.
Okay, last but not the least, one thing you hate about YouTube.
I hate about YouTube.
Yeah.
That sometimes the notification doesn't go out to everybody. I think that's the biggest problem, that we created a video and then YouTube has this very interesting algorithm and it sends it out only to a few. So sometimes it has those little mistakes and errors. But that's the only thing I would hate. Otherwise, I think it's one of the best platforms. It's my platform. I'm born on it. So
okay.
There's nothing else to hate about it.
Next question, answer in yes or no. Bhuvan Bam is overrated.
No.
One special thing about the following people. Technical Guruji.
Awesome.
Ashish.
Amazing.
Bhuvan.
Super cool.
Kari Minati.
Smart.
Nick.
Unique.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great one. And since that, the rank in terms of excellency did not go well. I mean, like, you said everyone, that goes for everyone number one. That was a really good thing. That went really actually well. So there's one more, like, you know, you have to even answer one word for Sejal.
One word for Sejal. Cute.
Komal.
Sassy.
Prajakta.
Funny.
Sherry.
Sweet.
Roshni.
Cool.
Okay, that was really a wonderful one. And the last one. One food item that you can eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner. One food item that you can eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Oh God. Does it have... Okay, well, I'm a huge fan of pasta. I could eat pasta 24/7.
Okay, so that is really something like even I cherish to have. So Anisha, I think we should pair up one day for a YouTube pasta.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I see pastas at all times. You can eat it cold, warm, whatever. That's just...
Definitely.
And it's very like nice. It feels good in your tummy.
Okay, so with this, we end the Josh Fire and you get 10 on 10 for this because you were super amazing and rapid on it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yay.
Definitely.
Thank
and
you
one
so
beautiful
fun.
Thing that you, the one beautiful answer that you gave in this whole conversation, like, you know, in the Josh Fire, is that everybody is in terms of ranked one, whether it is in terms of beauty or whether it is in terms of content. So everybody gets the number one thing. And that was a very unique thing about you because everybody has done the ranking and you were the only one generous person who said everybody's on rank one. So thank you so much.
No, I personally feel that's how everybody should see it. I don't think there is a way to compete or there's anything that, you know, that person is better or not. It's it's just everybody in their own space in life and just doing their own thing, you know, in their own beautiful way. So I think that's how life should be, I think.
And before you leave the show, there's one question that we really want to ask you. But what is the motivation behind you that you every day get up from the bed and start working on your content and start releasing beautiful videos? So what is that one motivation behind you, or what is that one motivation within you?
My fans, always.
Okay, so
that's the number one thing. I know it sounds probably cliche, but it's actually
not at all. Not at all.
I love them, and I really feel I owe them content. And you know, I actually feel, I mean, I don't know if I want a longer answer to that, but I personally feel that for me, the reason of helping anybody out there, inspiring even one person, you know, to do something different, you know, and do excel in whatever they want, is for me the biggest motivation. So it's very right to me that, because like I've met some fans and personally, of course, that meet and greet, and they keep telling me that, listen, because of you, I've been able, you know, to speak up to my parents or, you know, do something else. So I feel that alone just makes it all worthwhile, right? That you just helped one person or inspired one person. And I feel that's what motivates me every morning.
Okay. And the very last question to you is, so one advice that you will give to the teenager Anisha who is looking out for some guidance in this world?
The one thing I would tell teenager Anisha is to chill, not overthink, and just enjoy life, because I feel sometimes that teenager Anisha, like today, I feel I've worked a lot and was very focus, which is good, but I feel teenager Anisha should just, you know, enjoy life a little bit and, you know, just be happy. I think that's what I would tell her.
Yeah, definitely, because nowadays teenagers are mostly into pressure of doing something. So, like, just chill out with yourself and things will fall in place.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, as I'm saying, as a teenager, you don't know what's going to come, right? Today, I know. But back then, it's like, what am I going to do? So, yeah, I think just chilling out a little bit in life is a good advice.
Okay. So, with this note, we conclude the show. And thank you so much, Anisha, for being on the show, because you are way too inspiring and motivating to us. So, thank you so much for being on the show. We are obliged.
Thank you so much, Omkar. It was a pleasure. And I really hope you guys enjoyed it. And whoever doesn't know me, please subscribe to my channel called Richa Wali.
Do subscribe to Anisha's channel, Richa Wali, and she's soon hitting 2 million. So help her reaching 2 million.
Please help me hit 2 million and then hopefully 3 and 5.
Definitely. And the number goes on.
Exactly. So just go on. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, Anisha. Thank you so much.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.